Now let me tell you what happened. The president of Acme Accounting needed to come to a decision about how to deal with the serious problem of tardiness among the junior accountants. One member of the company's senior staff had submitted a proposal to have junior accountants make up the time that they were late by staying after the workday was finished. The president considered this plan, but decided that the penalty was not harsh enough to stop the problem. After all, it seemed to be more of a bonus than a penalty. Under this plan, junior accountants could basically set their own hours. They could decide to come in an hour or two late every day, and then merely make up the hours that they missed by staying late. The president then considered the plan that had been submitted by a different member of the senior staff. Under this plan, money could be subtracted from a junior accountant's salary if he or she came to work late. This plan seemed to contain a penalty in it for tardy junior accountants, because those who were tardy would lose part of their salary. There was a big drawback to this plan for the company, however. Under this plan, if employees were late, then the company would lose work. If a junior accountant came to work an hour late, for example, then the company would lose an hour of work. This didn't seem to be a good plan for the company because the company couldn't afford to lose a lot of work. After considering both of these plans, the company president came to a decision about what needed to be done. The company president decided to impose a combination of both plans. If a junior accountant came in late, then two penalties could be applied. The accountant could lose pay for the time missed, and then would also have to make the missed work up. This seemed like a rather harsh solution to the company president, but it seemed to be the best way to solve the company's tardiness problem.